This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be back in your vibrational living to have this opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you, and we would like to express our greetings as well as our gratitude to the rest of you for presenting us with this opportunity. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us in this afternoon. And once again, that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, if you wish, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires, and many times is much more accurate, if you wish, in its transference than is this information that we attempt to express through our friend Elias and through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you, and as always, that opportunity is enhanced by the energy that you bring into this class on this afternoon as a group of entities utilizing and combining in the synergy of energy that will assist you in that alteration or achieving that meditative state. So we would encourage you to be participating in that telepathic exchange, but as always, of course, that is your choice. Absolutely. Now, we talk to you about reality creation, because that seems to be information that entities in the so-called awakened consciousness state are desiring to hear. The possibility that it is possible to consciously influence and to create your reality. For many, that's a challenging statement, but nonetheless, one that they find exciting as well, and are very interested in developing techniques or exploring different techniques and methods in an attempt to accomplish and to see some accomplishment of that conscious alteration of the reality that they're experiencing in their awakened consciousness state in the day-to-day activities. Many individuals wish to have that experience so that they can consciously mark it down as being successful, a method or technique that actually works, that validates what we've been suggesting to you in your so-called time and space of the past several years, that it's becoming increasingly available to all individuals and all entities existing within your vibrational level, to have that capacity to consciously influence and create the reality in a manner that has been very difficult to achieve in your so-called history, in a past where you put in place the limitations that made it difficult for you to consciously influence and to create your reality. Many individuals have a difficult time accepting that there is within each of them a spark of consciousness that has the capacity not only to create the reality, but indeed creates the entire universe, the entire vibrational level that you exist in. It helps to get a grasp of that concept if you can recognize the illusionary state that you exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state. If you can't recognize it, at least admit that there is that possibility, that it's an illusion. There is that possibility that it's entirely within your control. But you see, if you don't believe that it's even possible, then it becomes very difficult to alter the reality from a conscious state. The irony of it is, and this is the true irony, you create it all. And if you choose not to believe that you create it all, then you create the realities to validate the belief. Your entire reality, your entire awakened consciousness state is a validation of beliefs or belief systems, combinations of beliefs. Many individuals have a difficult time accepting that concept. Why would I create that reality? Why would I even attempt to have these so-called negative experiences? Why can't I continuously be on the so-called positive types of experiences? It's also important to recognize, as we have emphasized over and over, that these positive and negative reality conceptions that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state are only judged as being positive or negative while you are in that awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness from which you create the reality does not judge what's right or wrong. It simply validates the reality that you truly desire to experience. Many individuals look upon it and suggest that it seems like all we have to do is feel that we are worthy, that seems to be the biggest hold-up, that we are worthy, or that we don't love ourselves enough, or that we don't feel that it's within our capacity, we're not deserving enough to experience these so-called positive realities. That, once again, is an awakened consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold. One of the overriding belief systems that exists is this belief that you're not in control. It is easy to understand where that belief comes from, how deep-rooted it is within your so-called levels of consciousness, because you choose to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It shouldn't be surprising that you don't feel that you're in control, because that's one of the basic so-called belief systems, human consciousness belief systems that you agreed to participate in when you entered into this vibrational level. It's one of the belief systems that's almost necessary for you to remain within this vibrational level. We've suggested many times that if you bring into your awakened consciousness state the fully and complete understanding of who and what you truly are, you won't stay here, because you will have stepped outside of that veil. And it's the veil that gives you the opportunity to experience the realities that seem to be beyond your control. And so one of the most difficult belief systems for you to alter is that reality that you are not in control, because it's a belief system, once again, that you put in place in a level of consciousness that's not available to you from your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's with inside. You can get to that level, you can experience that, absolutely. But it's very difficult from your awakened consciousness state to alter such deep-rooted belief systems. The key is to go with inside. The key is to alter the belief systems through what we refer to as altered states of consciousness, through meditative states, or whatever you like to refer to them as. That level of consciousness that's responsible for the creation of this reality. and then to bring it back into your consciousness state so that you can experience it. You see, one of the keys is to recognize in your conscious state and to accept and to make it a probability that you have that capacity to alter your reality. It seems like such a simple statement, doesn't it? That you have that capacity to alter your reality. And yet many individuals, when they sit down in their quiet times and they don't have any type of entities interacting with them, when they just simply sit and meditate, if you wish, or dwell upon their experiences, there's always that doubt that creeps in. Am I really in control? Am I really the creator of this reality? It's there because you choose to put that doubt in place. It's once again one of the unique characteristics of your vibrational level, that you have this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are through your choice. And it doesn't mean that you're not controlling your reality and creating it, and it certainly doesn't mean that you don't have the capacity to influence your reality, to alter it, to create whichever it is that you desire. It's suggested many times that one of the keys to conscious creation is to understand what it is that you desire, to be specific. To desire to have abundance can be so overwhelming, if you wish, without some type of a clarification of what it is to you that signifies abundance. What do you mean when you ask for abundance? Be specific. Understand what it is that you desire. Use your imagination as to what it would be like to bring that into your reality, to have that. Many individuals desire certain elements, certain realities that they wish to experience in their awakened consciousness state. But when it is validated, when they achieve that which they desire, because they haven't been specific and because they haven't used their imagination to have that experience, if you wish, before it actually occurs in your awakened consciousness state, then many times the individual is disappointed in the achievement. Many individuals can achieve abundance, for example, and as a result of achieving that abundance, lose many other aspects of their reality experience in the awakened consciousness state. It can destroy many other elements that they found desirable. And they look back at their so-called past and say, well, I'd give up this abundance if I could get back the relationships that I had, if I could get back to that experiences of well-being that I had, if I can get back to the friendships that I had, then the abundance could go away. It's not that you can't have it all, it's that the process, the understanding of what it is that you desire was never put in place. The imagination wasn't utilized. The spark of consciousness that you are validated the reality, brought into your experience that which you believed was possible for you to achieve. But you didn't be specific about what it was that you truly desired. And it can go on. We use abundance as an example. It can be relationships. Many individuals desire to be involved in a relationship, or they wish they had someone that was committed to them, someone that would be there, if you wish, at all times. And so they achieve that desire. They achieve a relationship. But it turns out that that relationship, while it has a commitment, is not really the type of relationship that they desired. It might be an abusive relationship. It might be a controlling relationship. It might be a relationship that leaves them feeling suffocated. When it's a relationship, it's a commitment, it's what you desired. But you didn't be specific, you didn't use your imagination. You didn't offer some of the other belief systems that were inhibiting your ability to be involved in the type of relationship that you desire in the first place. And it's not always the lack of deservability. Absolutely not. Many times it's not understanding and appreciating and being able to utilize your imagination for what it would be like to be involved in that type of experience, or what it would be like to have all types of abundance. You didn't do enough research, if you wish. And so the spark of consciousness validates the belief without exception. That's the irony, once again. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold with through your thousands of times, if you wish, that's the key to the creation of your reality. Your belief system, this reality, is a validation of your beliefs. Your beliefs precede the reality without exception. Another difficult concept to grasp, that beliefs precede reality. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that this incarnational period is it, that this is it. Or there are those who believe that there are what we refer to as other incarnations, and they like to refer to them as past incarnations. And they hold beliefs that those past incarnations have elements that are influencing this incarnation. And that's possible, absolutely, if you believe. You see, it's an illusion. You can have whatever it is you believe. You exist in the now. You exist in the now, and you experience all of these other incarnations simultaneously. And the stock of consciousness that you are is involved in all of the incarnations. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, you believe this is it. You believe that this is the most important element or period of time, if you wish, that you're involved in your entire existence. Because this is where your awakened consciousness state is focused. This is where you, what you refer to as your ego, is concentrating on this particular experience in your awakened consciousness state. But you are so much more than that. You are a multidimensional personality. A multidimensional personality that has chosen to have this experience, to exist in this vibrational level. The limitations that are upon your reality creation are your limitations. You put them in place at a level of consciousness that's below what you might refer to as your meditative state, that spark of consciousness that you are that creates this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. That's the creation portion of you that's responsible not only for this experience, but for all of the realities that you're experiencing. You are so much more than you presume in your so-called awakened consciousness states, so much more than what you experience and perceive to be real in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. And you put in place those beliefs in that so-called level of consciousness, that spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for creating this reality. And you do it many times at a level that's not available to you in your awakened consciousness state through your choice. It's important to grasp that concept, that it's your choice. You see, if you can't grasp that concept, that it's your choice, then it becomes difficult to alter it, if not impossible, from your awakened consciousness state. Accept that you are the creator of your reality. The first step. Now, for many, that as well is a difficult concept. And we would suggest that if you look at certain elements of your reality, you can accept the responsibility. You can say, well, yes, I realize that I have an influence on that, either consciously or through my meditative states, whatever you wish to use as a validation of that example. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that you can accept that, yes, I am responsible for achieving that particular portion of my reality. And if you can accept that you're responsible for achieving a particular portion of your reality, then it stands to reason that you're responsible for the entire reality. If, however, you believe that there are some other entities that are influencing and creating your reality for you, you may have certain choices that you can influence, but all these others are not within my capacity to influence, then you will validate that reality as well. You will validate that belief system and have that reality as an experience. And with that type of reality and belief systems, then it becomes difficult to accept that you can consciously create your reality, because you continuously validate that you're not in control. You continuously validate that other entities are influencing your reality. And so you desire to have certain things like abundance. And you believe that you're deserving. And you have the self-love. And you have all of the techniques, if you wish, in place. And you bring that into your world. You bring it into your reality, into your experience. But you hold this belief system somewhere back there that you're not in control. You hold this belief system that there are other entities, or an entity, or some master spirit, or some creator that's influencing the reality, that's responsible for the creation. And so in order to validate that there is that creator, that there is that all overpowering master that controls the reality, your abundance becomes a very difficult reality for you to perpetuate. And it either dissipates, or you have all kinds of difficulties that are associated with it to prove to you that indeed there is another master that's in control, and it validates the belief that you hold. Your choice to hold that belief, but it validates the belief that you hold. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold without exception. That's the key, without exception. And it doesn't always mean that you are somehow less than another entity. Absolutely not. And it doesn't mean that you are superior, because you're not any more or any less than any other entity. You are all that is. You are the creator that's responsible for the reality you experience, as it validates the beliefs that you hold. It's really that simple. You make it more complicated, you go out of your way to put in place these belief systems that validate that you're not in control, because that's the reason that you exist within this vibrational level in the first place. To experience a reality seemingly you're not in control of, so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience if you understand at your conscious level that you are absolutely in control. It's that simple as well. That's why you're here. You're not here because you have to grow. You're not here because you have a bunch of experiences that you've got to achieve before you can somehow progress in your lessons and become a higher evolved entity, or whatever other element you like to use to describe it. Absolutely not. You're here because you choose to be here. You are all that is. You can never be any more or any less than what you are. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You are absolutely and entirely in control of your reality. And it validates the belief you hold. And if your belief is that you're not in control, then you create the reality that validates the belief. If you choose to believe through some type of default that you exist within this reality, and everything that you experience is simply fact, that it's all predetermined by some other elements of creation, then you validate that belief as well. You validate that belief, not some other entity. You validate that belief. If you choose to believe that you're surrounded by entities or guides or angels or whatever terminology you wish to use to explain entities that exist and surround you and create and validate or influence your reality, you can have that as well. It's an illusion. You can have whatever it is, not only can have, but do have whatever it is that you desire. The irony of it is that not one reality is any more important than the other. The stock of consciousness that you are gives it all to you, as readily as it gives any other reality creation process. Whatever you desire, the spark of consciousness that you are gives it to you. Validates the beliefs you hold, and does so without judging if it's right or wrong. Whether you should go this direction or that direction. Whether you should have this belief or that belief. It doesn't matter. To that spark of consciousness that you are, it doesn't matter. It validates the belief you hold. It gives to you that which you desire. Based upon the imagination that you utilize. Based upon your expectations. Based upon your beliefs. Based upon your choices and your decisions. Based upon your thoughts. It gives to you that which you desire. Without exception. You are the creator of your reality. Entirely, absolutely, 100%. And not just the day-to-day activities. You see, you can get to that point quite readily where you understand that there are certain activities that you're involved in your day-to-day experiences, and you can say, well, yeah, I can control that. I can control the time I get out of my bed in the morning, and I can control to a certain extent what time I might have to go to some type of employment, and I can control what I'm going to consume to a certain extent. I can control that. You can accept that. But when it comes to accepting that you can control the entire universe that you exist in, well, now that's an entirely different matter. And for some, it doesn't even have to be the entire universe. When it comes to controlling the abundance that you achieve, for some that's real. And for others, it's a snap. They have abundance. They can have whatever it is that they desire, not only can but do. They have no trouble with abundance. But other elements, like relationships, there's the rub. I can achieve the abundance, but not the relationships. Whereas for others, it may be the relationships and not the abundance. And you can put in there any elements of reality experience that you desire and substitute them. And for some it's easy to achieve, and for others it's difficult. And yet you use exactly the same tools to create that reality and to have that achievement. Exactly. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. Based upon what it is that you desire, the utilization of your imagination to bring it into your reality, the expectation that it will be there, your thoughts and feelings that surround the choices and decisions and influence belief systems that create the reality you experience. It's really that simple. You can make it not only can, but do go to great lengths to make it more difficult, but it's not more difficult or more complicated. It's really that simple. It really and truly is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You are all that is. You create your reality from what we refer to as a spark of consciousness. To validate your belief systems so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with the realities that you're experiencing. That's why you're here. You're not here for any other reason. And if you put in place that you're here for any other reasons, if you hold the belief that you are here for any other reasons, then it becomes difficult to accept that it's an illusion. It becomes difficult to accept that you're in control, because as soon as you put in place, well, I must go through these certain lessons, or I must have this experience, then you limit your capacity to be absolutely in control consciously, because you put in place these barricades. You've put in place these what-ifs. If I don't do that, then I'm not going to be able to proceed. If you believe that there must be some type of evolution in your so-called spiritual journey, then you limit your capacity to understand that you are already there. You are all that is. It's not a complicated process. You limit your capacity to have that understanding in your awakened consciousness stage. But nonetheless, you are already there. You are all that is. Whether you are an entity who exists without the need to be gainfully employed, if you wish, someone who is financially independent and who is surrounded by all types of loving entities, or whether you are an individual who exists on what you refer to as the street level, someone who exists with the most difficult of times. It really doesn't matter when there's no more or no less than the other. You are all that is. Every entity existing within your vibrational level is equal to any other entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of so-called creation. You are all that is. The reality you experience in this vibrational level is illusionary. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience. This reality that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state with all of its limitations that you put in place is the most illusionary reality that you will experience. And if you can accept that, if you can make it to be part of your belief systems, then it becomes much easier for you to alter it. To understand that it's simply a validation of beliefs, and if you wish to alter your reality, you change your belief, and when you change your belief, the alteration will be absolute, without exception. You are all that is. You are the God that creates your reality. And you absolutely cannot fail. Failure is a concept that exists within your awakened consciousness state. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The reality that you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold in the spot of consciousness that you are rejoices at that creation process, regardless of whether you in your awakened consciousness state judge it as being right or wrong, positive or negative. Those are simply elements that allow you to experience the feelings associated with that type of creation process. And it's the feelings. It's the feelings that you desire. It's why you exist within this vibrational level. And it's from that level of thoughts and feelings that you begin the process to understand through your choices and decisions how you influence what it is that you desire. It's through the thoughts and feelings that you can use your imagination to bring into this awakened consciousness state whatever it is that you desire. If it's something that you are experiencing that you look at as being a positive experience and you would like to continue, reinforce the belief system. If you'd like to change it, change the belief system. It's really that simple. It really is. It's not a complicated process. It's only complicated because you choose to believe you're not in control. And you choose to believe you're not in control. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. Your choice. You choose the reality that you experience based upon the beliefs you hold. Without exception. That's the irony. It's without exception and it's not right or wrong. If you continue to hold beliefs that one is better than the other, or one is right or one is wrong, or I can be responsible for that or not for this, then you will have difficulty because the reality you experience validates the beliefs you hold. And if you hold that belief, it will be validated. If you hold the belief that I can control this portion of my creation process but not this, you validate it. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. It's perhaps difficult to grasp that concept, once again, because you choose to believe you're not in control, because you choose, when you entered into this vibrational level, to participate in the so-called human consciousness belief systems that you're not in control. But nonetheless, you are. You are, absolutely. There are but three things that we tell you again and again and again and again that are so important. And if you can grasp them, then you can experience whatever it is you desire in all levels of consciousness, including your so-called awakened consciousness state. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail. Three so-called truths that you cannot change. The rest of this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. And you can change it. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Absolutely. Now, we would rack for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by a vibrational level, but rather we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And in the meantime, we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.